Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. It's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Take your mind off the news by following the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Oh. Wait a minute. I'm about to do news. You can't write that.
Come on.
Come on,
Nicole.
Come on,
Nicole. Jesus.
Jesus
Christ.
To Jesus.
I meant, like, you know, the sad news.
You know what? You should have put that in there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Put that in there.
Cut.
For next time.
Take two.
All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Take your mind off the sad news by following the Sarah and Vinny Facebook. I don't like it. I still
I like
don't
it.
Like
I
it.
I think it's fine. Forget the
I'm
sad news.
I'm doing a different one.
Okay.
Radio.com. You're going to love this app. It's amazing. It works so good. And you can listen to radio wherever you
like
go.
Butter.
Yeah, butter is right.
Mm.
Jesus.
But the end said, like, you know, for fun nonsense, you know, so, yeah.
Get your mind off the not fun nonsense.
You have to put the shovel down. If you want to get out of the hole you're digging.
I know.
It does.
I think
that's how it does have a lot of great links up there, though.
Mm-hmm. It does. And even usually, to some sad news.
Yeah, we link it to all the great stories we do.
Anyway, so we have rain at the moment, but it does look like that's going to clear up to, like, later today. And I don't see any rain in the long-term forecast, so I guess Thanksgiving's going to be nice.
Stormwatch.
I could definitely use the news that we got tons of snow. Wouldn't that be great?
Mm. Oh. Johnny was saying they are getting tons of snow. I was like, that might be wishful thinking. But I was not going to, you know, debate with him on his show.
Right. Good. Yeah. By the way, that show's up and posted now. The Johnny Mosley podcast with starring Sarah and
starring
with Lindsey Vonn.
Featuring Lindsey Vonn. Yes.
Right.
Starring Sarah and also starring Bryn, you know, and Lindsey Vonn.
Anyway, one of the things that a lot of people have been curious about, myself included, is if you are unfortunate and you do get the coronavirus, do you get immunity?
Yes.
That's
and
been
for
a
how
big,
long?
Right. That has been a big question.
Mm-hmm.
So a new study out of California just gave the most promising news yet and says that your immunity could possibly last years, maybe even decades. So that news
is great.
Is great news, not only for the people who've gotten coronavirus and recovered, which is the important part, because some people don't. And that's the sad thing about this particular virus going around.
Right.
But they also say that vaccinating against the virus will be much less intensive. For example, the flu shot we do yearly.
Yes.
And that might mean that we don't have to do that yearly for the coronavirus. Like, this immunity will last years, possibly long enough that we don't have to ever get it again.
As long as it doesn't morph, right? I mean, isn't that the deal with viruses that we get flu shots for, is we get these different shots because they may have changed? There's different strains.
Right.
Please, just one strain of COVID. That would be great. Thanks, COVID, for nothing.
Right. Well, let's hope that that's the case. This is just some positive news that, you know, I think it's good news. And I
I'm
with
you. Years of immunity to this is would be. So I guess you just your body knows how to fight it. It learns.
I don't know all the details. I didn't bother with that because we've got 20 other stories to do. But the good news is that the immunity is can possibly last even decades, they're saying. So that's really, really great news. A runner in Italy fell off a ridge to his death last week. So I'm like, oh my God. And then the next sentence says, and now his friend who was running with him is facing charges.
Oh, it wasn't me.
He pulled a Sarah.
He didn't. That is not. I've never done that. You until I do it, you can't call it. That's one way that you could kill someone.
You're the only person I've been in a conversation with ever that has said, well, if I were going to kill someone, here's how I'd do it.
Yeah, well, why do you keep asking me how I'm going to kill some people? God. Well, like don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
Luckily, I now know not to go hiking with you because that's one
of
your ways.
Oh, you'd be perfectly safe.
Oh, would I?
Let's go this weekend. I'll prove it to you.
Only because I can run faster than you.
Well, you got to keep your guard up. That's all.
Anyway, I heard this story and was like, oh, I got to go see what that's all about. It turns out they were busted because they were not supposed to be running at all in the area they were at, thanks to the coronavirus. So they're in trouble for that reason. But this guy fell off a 650-foot ridge.
I don't know. 650 feet.
I don't know if there is pending charges as later they go, something's fishy here. You don't run next to
it. I think about killing people all the time.
All right. Thank you, Bren. He's in the middle of a story.
You're welcome.
I don't know. I feel like I needed that confirmation that that's not just us framing you. It's you framing
audio.
You.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm not denying that.
Oh, jeez. Good Lord.
I think about it all the time.
Still?
Sure. Why not? You know, you think of it like, boy, that guy should be out of here. How would I do that? All right. Let me think on this for a minute.
Anyway,
people these days to kill. Come on.
It turns out that they shouldn't have been where they were, and that the
coronavirus. So he's not being charged with murder.
No, he's actually. I think he's going to get like a ticket or something. But ultimately,
hasn't he already paid the price by losing his friend to a 650 foot fall?
Yeah, watching that happen. That's got to be. Yeah. They had to get the guy with the helicopter. There was no.
Oh God.
It was a full-on recovery
process.
Oh, can
you imagine seeing your friend go over the edge and then being like, do I even look over this edge? Do I even look?
Well, you have to, right?
Well, I guess, right? If you snagged on a helpful tree branch or something.
Yeah. Hopefully he caught a tree branch like in cartoons.
You know, having had many Daredevil friends through the years and also marveled at their bravery and luck, because I've never seen anything really bad happen, but I do know there are people who will do crazy things. Maybe that's what this guy was up to. Watch me run along the, you know, ledge or whatever.
Right.
That's just speculation, but I've definitely seen where dudes will, for the entertainment sake of their friends, do crazy stuff. And
and it doesn't always work out.
I've never seen it not, you know, I've never seen the failure. But my friend, you guys know Jason Sisko because he came here for my birthday a couple years back. Mm-hmm. He's a guy who was a daredevil when we were kids. Like, he just used to make my hands sweat all the time with the nonsense he was up to. He eventually broke his neck. And I wasn't there for it, but he is a dude who did that his whole life, and I just figured...
Did that learn him? Did he stop daredeviling after
that? I think he has, yeah. I mean, I also think age sort of, you know... Mellows us out, too.
And in the end, he made it to adulthood.
And your body changes as well. That's another reason for, you know, you get sore and tired.
Sure. Right. Those nagging injuries that never depart.
But yeah, he threw a half gainer off a cliffside and landed in a shallow spot in the water.
Oh, Jason.
And they were like,
well,
everyone.
At least he's not paralyzed.
No, it's incredibly lucky. You're right.
Uh-huh.
Incredibly lucky. Anyway, I'm sorry to the people that, you know, the guy that fell off the cliff. It just made me think of you and I thought I'd do the story. Moving on. There's a 44-year-old guy named Matthew Piercy from Palo Cedro, California. It's just outside Redding. I had to look it up.
Okay.
I'd never heard of it. He's been running a $35 million Ponzi scheme since 2015, mainly by convincing people at his megachurch to invest with him, and then he's been pocketing the money. Huh. So the Matthew Piercy megachurch, everyone.
Oh, my boy, first thought was the
miracle water, but, you know, that's not this guy. Oh, miracle water. Look it up. It's not a joke.
It is a joke, but
they're running commercials, and somehow people are falling for that.
People.
I got the miracle water, and then I won the lottery.
What? Well, that makes me want to go get some miracle water just in casers.
You can't say that. How is that legal?
Well, if it really happened, I bought some miracle water and then I won the lottery. I mean, it's bound to happen. If everybody buys it, some good things are going to happen to some
people.
They
actually have a person on that commercial look in the camera straight into it and go, I was a full-blown drug addict and had been in jail and got miracle water. And now I'm sober and I've got a job and I have a family. What?
How can this be? I guess I got to get some and see if it works for me.
Got the miracle water, had a drink, and his whole life turned around.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Anyway, back to our guy, Matthew Piercy, with his $35 million Ponzi scheme.
$35 million?
Yep.
Out of Palo Cedro.
Palo Cedro.
Palo Cedro.
On Monday, the FBI went to his house to arrest him, and he took off in his pickup, drove to a lake, and then jumped in. Apparently, he had a plan. Matthew had a Yamaha 350 Li underwater submersible.
Oh.
It's a sea scooter.
Okay.
That basically drags you around underwater for about four miles per hour.
Do random people have those?
I don't think he's random. He's actually a 35 millionaire. And it sounds like this was his escape plan. I don't know.
So this is how, I'm going to get away by hiding in this lake.
Once he jumped in the lake, though, lakes, they
don't. See if I can get one of those. I might need a getaway vehicle.
He jumped in the lake, so it wasn't like he could escape to freedom because lakes, Two, he didn't have breathing equipment, so he had to keep coming up for air.
Dummy.
And apparently the lake was freezing, so that was also an issue. He didn't have time to pull on a wetsuit. So there was that.
How much can I get at one of these?
$1,000.
$1,000 for an undersea scooter?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't come with air, huh?
No, it basically drags you through the water, like propels you with a little.
But you have to have your own air. You got to be in a scuba suit or something.
Let me show you the product.
Yeah, please do. I'm going to need to. I need to see this thing.
Here's the product right there. You see that? It just, you hold there. It is like.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Hold on to it. And then here's a
very undersea looking. Oh, let's have a look at this.
See, it just pulls them along. See that?
You know.
But they have.
They already have flippers and stuff. Do people need this? Oh, who am I to question it? But it's wonderful. It's great. Everyone should have one. Especially if they're hiding from the feds, I guess.
Can you imagine being police standing on the shoreline as this guy keeps coming up for air going, all right.
Oh, but you're still there. I'm going to wait you out.
What a stupid ass.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, the ferry system in British Columbia put up new signs reminding passengers to wear face masks. Apparently, though, the drawing they used accidentally looks like male genitalia.
Oh, male genitalia?
That's right. They say here that, unfortunately... And really, I don't even think it looks that much like...
I'm going to need to see this drawing. It looks like Bryn's working on it for me. It's hard to see.
Male genitalia.
Oh, that's okay. One down. Now the picture. Oh, let's have a look at this. Oh, it does. In fact, here's the problem. The problem is the ear to elastic meat point.
Right.
If you draw an ear on the side of someone's head and then have two straight lines coming out of it, terminating in a cupped mound at the bottom, as you might be able to imagine. That is our Instagram post for today, by the way. Definitely put that sign from the British ferry system up and just British see how dirty our friends' minds are. The people who check us out online, let's see how dirty your minds are.
Look at you go.
Well, I think, look, it's the first thing you see in that picture. At first, you're like, oh, it's a guy with a mask. Oh, that is a happy boy.
I actually didn't think it was that, but, you know, okay.
Well, I knew what to look for, I guess, you know.
Only 5% of single people say they won't date someone with a beard. Apparently.
Only 5% say that?
Yeah.
Man, I am in a super minority.
I always catch the, you're scratchy. So, all right.
Well, I don't want your face hair snacks.
I want to do that stuff, so I'm going to keep the hair off my face because, you know, you don't want to not.
Right, you don't want to be all.
I always trip out. I do. I think some guys look good with beards, and I think that, you know, the beard trend is fine.
Sure.
I'm surprised when I see three dudes, though, like all three friends, they all have the beard, and they all have the shaved side with the pomade.
Yo,
short time. You got, guys, the trend things, one of you has to break off. Like, it's just too weird.
I'm not going to do it. I'm rocking this look.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, ding dong.
Anyway, it looks like the beard is acceptable. They say facial hair makes a guy look more masculine and mature. I think it looks good on young dudes, too, but on me with all the gray, no thanks.
Well,
I don't like it.
You could rock the Santa look. Just look at Jan.
I don't want to.
Santa beard going.
There are some people, though, who say if the beard is not properly groomed, then it is a turnoff. So
yeah, gross.
You can't throw in the towel and entirely.
Yeah, you can't over-groom it either. Like, there's got to be a happy because, like, you know, like when you see Dave Navarro or people from the Capitol in the Hunger Games, and they've got like the doodly squirts and all the little weird things that are sticking out the sides.
Squirts?
You know, it's like super hard line trimmed, and they clearly like dye the. It's too much. It's like you're taking way too much time on your beard look.
It's their
like,
thing.
Relax
Sarah.
A little. Yeah, is it? Okay. Just keep it clean. Maybe comb it.
You're painting rocks.
Clean it up a little. You know, that is true. Honestly, I'm going to stop. I'll stop talking. It's true. My hobby is, I've got a hobby too. It's
well, the hobbies, listen, you jump from one hobby to the next and go all in each time. So
well, look, I'm all set for all of those hobbies. Anytime I want to pick one of them back up, there's all my stuff.
Our text number is 800-400. Are you still doing rocks every day?
No, but I painted a couple, I think over the weekend I did a couple. My mom has asked for some for her birthday. But I've been really working on some baby blankets for some people I know.
Oh,
so I'm trying to get those. And I figured out how to get a satin edging on the crochet.
Oh,
come on.
Fancy.
I want some satin on there for your kids to rub on their faces.
Oh, that's really nice. My one kid still has, I saw it yesterday, still has the blanket you made for her.
I was always a little embarrassed by that blanket. It was my first time trying that stitch, and the middle of it is just
nice. I have to leave. It's not here in the office, but I could show it to you, like, right now.
At some point, maybe. I'll be sending some new stuff. She's too old for a baby blanket, so I made one for dolls.
Oh.
You know, she can use it.
Anyway, our text number, 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 650 says, I like it scratchy. Ugh. Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
I love
nice.
Having a road rash. Down there.
Down there.
You heard me.
Excellent timing, as always, Bryn. I think about killing people all the time. Yeah, perfectly done, Bryn.
Thank
Don't
you.
Let her try to...
I felt like it was a little late. I felt like he should have had that a little bit closer at hand.
Well, wouldn't you?
Felt like it was a little bit delayed.
I felt like you were...
Really needed to happen sooner.
They eradicated SARS-1. COVID-19 is basically SARS-2. So, yes, it's possible to get rid of this disease. Great.
That'd be
good.
Great. We'd
That's
love it.
That's what we want.
Make
and
that
hearing,
happen.
Oh, I didn't even do the story, did I? So the story basically is that Pfizer is ready to go get approval on this. They want it out by before the end of the year. Which if you didn't know, that's like a month and a half.
Yeah.
So it's going to be available at the very least, to our frontline workers before January 1st. That's
which is where it should
huge
start.
News. This one, 408, just says Vinny's right, and I would like to say thanks.
Blanket statement. All right.
Yep.
Great.
Oh, here's another one. Vinny's right. Jake Gyllenhaal sells Viagra.
Yeah, okay. We did determine that, Ben.
Yeah, I just want to read that. Thank you.
Okay.
Give him $5.
I mean, 99% of the time, you're framing me for stuff I never did and blasting me for stuff that, you know, good reason. So once in a while, it's nice to...
Just ask me.
What?
What now?
Love and other drugs. A lot of people texted that. Okay, we got it. I'm already tired of it now, too. Let's see here. Remember the guy that played Pirates of the Caribbean, forgot his name? He's going broke. Supposedly he drinks $15,000. Oh.
Johnny Depp?
What?
Why don't you drop Johnny?
Why is this coming up?
Yeah, that's...
Don't drop Johnny.
I don't know. I don't know what the point of that was.
What did you do that to Johnny
for? Although, you know what? Maybe they're talking about how Clooney gave away millions to his friends. And the idea might be like, dude...
Don't throw away your money.
What are you, nuts?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I have an update on Bottle Rock and other music news after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.